Hello, Happy Housewives. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife number one. With us this morning is our favorite hot single stud, Todd, my friend who lives in Vermont, who is still single, who hasn't found a wife. And I am really shocked at this, Todd. You're a good-looking guy. All of my Happy Housewives have checked you out. We had your picture up there. And I have to just check in with you because I need to know, what the hell are you looking for? What are you expecting? And why haven't you found a woman yet? What's the problem?
Darla, you keep putting my picture up there, and what's going on here? I haven't had one response from anybody in your club. I don't understand this.
Well, let me tell you, the women in my club, they're all married. And although they do have single girlfriends, single sisters, and lots of people they can set you up with, they don't really know you. So this is what I decided to do. You're going to give me right now your top 10 qualities, you know, and then your top 10 reasons a woman should want you. Like, what are you going to bring to the table? And maybe that'll just, you know, make the offer a little bit sweeter. What do you think?
I can try to give it a shot, Darla. Top 10, huh? I'm pretty shallow. I might only have top two qualities. You know.
All right, no, so let's
kidding.
See.
Number one, reliability.
You would put that as number one.
Well,
That's
see, this is it. You put me on the spot here because I can't. It's hard to quantify these in order of one.
You know
to
what?
10, so.
I'll start it off. I'll help you out a little bit. Okay, girls. I've known Todd for 15 years. We used to work together. He's a good friend of my husband and I. Okay, so Todd, you are a good-looking guy. You're tall. So what are you? 6 foot?
6'2".
6'2". Women tall is good. I asked my husband the other day, Todd. I said, "What's worse, to be short and have a big penis, or to be tall and have a small penis?" I said, what would be worse for a man? He said, definitely being short.
Yes. In the male-dominated business type world, that's absolutely true. Now, when it, you know.
This is what I asked my husband. He's like, no. He's like, if you're a midget with, you know, and you're really, you know, big, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter.
How long did it take him to answer that question?
Like a second.
It took him 1 second.
You know
second,
why? We were driving, and I forgot. We were in Manhattan, and we're going down the street. We're on our way out to dinner to a party last week. And on the street came this couple. And the girl was, I don't know, like 5'7", and the guy was like 5'2".
And you're just wondering why.
And I'm noticing this lately. This is a new trend where shorter guys are going out with tall girls. Have you noticed this?
What do you think that is? It's just to try something new, or the?
Well, I think it's the women are more liberated where they'll go out with a guy who's shorter, okay? And I think that the guys have more bravado where now they'll go out with a taller woman. Because I don't know, I mean, would you go out with a girl who's taller than you?
Yes. I don't know how much taller. It just depends on the girl. But, you know, I think these traditional barriers are.
Bill said he would not. No. Mm-mm.
See, I think that's a sign of insecurity.
It's a whole dominant insecurity thing. My husband is the whole, like you said earlier, he's a big alpha male.
He's a big alpha male, but he's also like 6'2 as well. And, you know, it's hard to find women that are over 6 feet too. There's not that many.
No, he's 6'2, but he likes small girls. I mean, he likes the whole girly girl thing. Do you know what I mean?
He likes to dominate and control.
He likes to be dominating, controlling, and he likes to feel like he's the one in charge, and I let him think he's in charge. So it works out great for us. And I'm only 5'2".
I know, Darla, but you're a fireball, so you have the presence of someone much bigger.
All right. So he said he would never date someone taller, and that's when I saw this short guy going down the street with this tall woman. That's when I asked him. I said, what's worse, to be, you know, short or to have a small penis? And he said to be short.
I would agree with that.
And I said to him, the truth is, I don't know any time, any woman that I know in my whole life, we've never had a conversation over a guy having too small of a penis. I have never had that conversation with any of my girlfriends. And I'm sure that they've gone out with guys who aren't well endowed, but it doesn't. To women, I don't think it's really an issue. It is, though.
I think at the end of the day, if a woman is looking for a guy to spend the rest of her life or to seriously date, the personality is going to trump some of those things. For some people, though, the sexual relationship is just as important. For some, it's like, okay, if it's great, then that's great icing, but they want the emotional relationship more.
Of course that relationship, the sexual relationship, is very important. However, I think what the guy is – how he's using his – tools and how he's using his mouth. To me, how a man uses his mouth, not sexual, in
That's
everyday
very,
life
very true. That's very
is more
true.
important. Women are more aroused, Todd, and you need to learn this because obviously you can't find a wife. Women are more aroused by a man saying wonderful things to her than anything he could ever do with his tool. Do you understand? So if a man is out there saying, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're the best mother, I don't know how I ever deserved a woman like you, all that kind of stuff, that is it. That's more important than anything that could happen in the bedroom.
So I could test that theory out right now, actually. Well, I will. I'll report back to your Happy Housewives on our next podcast.
And yes, you need to test that out, and all men need to know this. And as Father's Day approaches, Todd, okay, and
It is approaching.
it is approaching this weekend, and Father's Day kind of takes the back seat to Mother's Day, I think. Mother's Day is really a big thing, and I think that Father's Day doesn't get as much recognition. And you, as a man who does not have children, okay, and I want to ask you this question. What do you think about the fact of if you met a woman and she wanted to have children right away, are you for it?
It's funny. I've had that discussion with a few different women in the last 6 months. The answer is yes, conditionally, if it's the right person. I'm all about having kids as I
No
want to
kidding,
have.
Todd.
No, listen, listen, listen. I want to have children. I want to have children.
Of course
Oh my
you want to
goodness.
have children with the person who's the right person. You're not going to just pick some stranger.
No, but my point is some I know people that just wanted to have kids, like guys that wanted to have kids. They had to have kids because they had to have kids. And of course you want to be with the right person, but to them, they were going to have kids even if they met someone that just kind of fit the bill. Like they're like, okay, I can get along with them. They're okay. It wasn't a passionate thing. I want to be passionate with someone. I want the kids to be part of a whole inclusive lifestyle
Right,
where
so
you're
you
like,
want the whole dream. You want to fall in love. You want to get married. You want to
you
have
got it. You
babies.
got
Of
it.
course.
And that's why, Darla, that's why I'm still single and not married, even though, I've already been married once. It's been like 8 years. And I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time meeting people. And when I find that one, believe me, I'll jump on in a second. There's no cold feet here whatsoever. And the
Okay.
great thing about having gone through this is you know the right things when you see it. There's no indecision.
Okay, so now you. The first, I said that you're a good-looking guy. I said that you're tall. I think that we've established that, you said that you are dependable, right? And what was the word you used?
I was looking,
Reliable.
well, I was, reliability is important to me, where I can rely on somebody in life, like a partner. You got to be able to rely on them. You can't always say, oh, I don't know if they're going to get
So
this done
you're
right.
reliable. A girl could depend on you. What else?
Of
Give us
course.
another attribute.
You know what? I'm very old-fashioned in the sense of opening doors and things
Ooh,
like that, but
altruism. Altruism. We love
very
that.
altruistic, very altruistic, but I'm very like forward-thinking in the sense of,
I don't know,
life
Todd,
always
because
changes.
you, Todd, you went on a date with my sister, and she said that you made her. Is this true, Todd, that she had to pay for lunch? Is this true?
I would say that's not true. If it is, it's
She's
not
still
true.
not
No.
over
You
it.
know
She's
what?
still not
There's no
over it.
way that's not true. That's not true. There's no way. Where did I make her pay for lunch? We went to Montreal. We went down to the Hamptons on Long Island. I didn't
I don't
make
know.
her
I
pay for any.
think that she said that you were. I may have the story wrong, but she said that you guys went to the food store or something like that, and she had to buy a sandwich, and she paid for it.
I
Is
don't
this
believe that. I think your sister's got sour grapes because it didn't work out. But you and your husband warned me it wasn't going to work out before we ever went on that date.
Well, let me tell you, my husband, when we were dating, when he didn't have one dime to his name, I mean, the poor guy must have went into hock to take me out. I never paid for one thing. And there are so many women now who are so liberated and, who want to pay Dutch. And why the hell would anyone pay Dutch? I
Right.
don't
What's
get
the
it.
point? What's the
What's the
point?
point? Listen, it comes down to this. I like all the old-fashioned kind of altruistic dating rituals. I think it's great. The guy picks you up, he asks you out, you go out, he pays. It's just, I like all that. And I think women want to be treated like a princess, no matter how liberated or how much of a feminist they think they are. I can't imagine that anyone can say, no, that they want, I think they're full of crap, all this equality. I think at the end of the day, they want a guy to put them up on a pedestal and treat them like a girl.
Right. At the end of the day, they want someone that they can trust and fall back on and have to take care of the little things in life. It's absolutely true. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. I've got that, Darla. I've got it in spades. See, I'm trying to sell myself here. I'm not good at this.
Well, you're out there with most of the women you date are career, young, feminist type of girls, aren't they?
I'd say most. I'm very into strong personalities. I like people with a
Right.
big personality.
So all these girls who have the big money and who have the big careers, Don't you think that if they had a choice of getting married tomorrow to a great guy and being home and being taken care of, don't you think most of them would go for that?
I think they would, but some of them are out to prove something in their own lives. And it depends on the age too. It depends how long they've been into it. If they have the bug to start having children. I mean, there is definitely an age component here, but that type of strong personality wants to accomplish things, and one of those
Right, so
accomplishments is having a good family life.
when you're going out on a date, when you have you run into this where you're like on the first date and the girl's like 33 and her clock is ticking and she's like, all right, my clock is ticking. I want to get married. I've had bad relationships, like a real horror story date. Have you had anything like that?
Absolutely. And what happens is right up front, you get the 20 questions
But
before you even
Lou,
know who the
tell
person
us,
is.
what's it like? Tell us,
It's
because we're just a bunch of
crazy.
happy
It's
housewives here. We don't
a
know.
it's a total turnoff because all of a sudden they're giving you 20 questions like you're in the psychologist's office or something. And I'm like, come on, I just want to get to know what you're about. I got to get this feeling thing going here. Although I'm very like, I pick up on, I'm good at reading people in the sense that if you can sit down, you can talk to someone for a couple minutes and at this point in the game, darling, you get a pretty good idea if you think this
And
is
are
going to go
you
somewhere.
expecting sex on the first date?
No, don't expect it.
What's
In fact, I mean,
it appropriate now when you're dating? What is it? Is it 3 dates? Is it 10 dates? What is it?
There is not a set number. I think it really depends on the kind of connection you have. And let me tell you this. If you get into this, if you go out on a date with a girl and you have to just totally like turn it on and play games to try to get laid, it ain't gonna, that's no good. I mean, it's one thing to be like, play a little bit of games. That's fun. Everybody likes that. But if your whole goal when you first meet someone after the first date is to try to get laid, you're on the wrong track because you guys should be looking at each other and getting that feeling, the stars in the eyes and the whole
First
thing,
of
and
all,
then you
that
go into
whole
it.
phrase, I hate that phrase.
Which one?
That whole word, what you just said, I think that is just such a gross word.
Was that
First of all,
inappropriate for the Happy Housewives
it's
Club?
inappropriate for the Happy Housewives Club, but not really. I mean, we talk about down and dirty
Well, I
and
know,
a
darling. You
lot of
get in.
sex
You
talk.
talk about a
But
lot of sex talk
no, of course
with.
we do. But I'm talking about in general in life. That word and people going out on a date,
Yes,
I
yes.
can't even. But Todd, this is it. We are a bunch of happy housewives in my website, and we're married, and maybe we're out of the loop. But to me, it's so foreign. It doesn't make any sense. I can't even imagine that there are people who are going out to a bar, going to meet a guy that they just met for the first time, and that's their goal is to get laid.
Darla,
It just is insane to me. You didn't
welcome to
even
New
know this
York.
guy.
Welcome to New York City. There are
Well, this is
people.
why I can't stand that show. That show, Sex and the City. I don't believe, is there anyone really living like that?
Yes. Guys and girls all over the place are going out and they've got one thing in mind. And that's
So
it. I
you've
mean,
picked someone up where you just met like within an hour or so and you've done it?
within an hour, no, but certainly one night. But this is the thing. You don't go out, like I don't go out
But
to
aren't you
do
afraid of
that.
catching the clap
Well, not no, because you, darling, you
or some
take
kind of disease?
precautions. You wear protection. You wear protection. But
No,
here's the thing.
I just am such a mother now. I can't even imagine that this is going on. It's just so
I know. I
ridiculous.
feel like I'm having this conversation with my mom. What's wrong?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more conservative and I'm becoming more strict and more of a prude and all of these, not in my marriage, of course, with my husband. But now that, like, my son, Todd, let me tell you what happened. Yesterday, for the first time, this is a huge thing in our family. The phone rang. Are you
Okay.
ready?
Yeah, I'm
And I
listening.
answer the phone and it's two girls giggling on the other end. And I said, hello. And I hear, hi, is Connor there? This is Sarah. And so these two girls are giggling. And my son had got his first phone call from a girl to tell him that she likes him. So Bill, of
And
course,
how did he had
he was totally shocked and shy and embarrassed. And he acted goofy and stupid. So Bill's like jumping up and down. He's like, yay, we know he's not gay. Bill and I are just hugely relieved that our son is hetero. That's like a
God, he
that's
just
one
passed the
straight
ultimate
thing off
test
our
for a
back.
father. He just passed the ultimate test for a father.
Yeah, so that's one big thing off our back is that we're thrilled over that. But it was just really cute. And I said to him, I was whispering to Connor, be polite, be a gentleman, be polite. I don't want him to ever be rude to any girl, who would tell him that she likes him, or I want him to be a sweet guy. And I told him, just be polite. So he's like, oh, okay, thank you. I have to go now. But it was so cute, Todd.
Was he being
And
polite, though?
yes, he was polite. But this is
Oh,
the
that's great.
beginning of this whole era now that I have to deal with. And he's only 10. But the girls now, I mean, they have such, guts that they called him.
somewhere between 10 and 14, he is going to totally flip the tables, and he will be uncontrollable, Darla. You watch. He's going to be the one going after the girls. He's, you know, Bill's going to have to sit him down and have a talk with him and be like,
no.
You don't think so? I'll bet you anything. I'll bet you right now on this podcast. It's, what are we in, 2007? We're in June of 2007.
Well, looking back, when you were looking back to yourself, when was the time when you started to really have feelings towards girls? Can you remember?
Yeah, it was like when I was really like, you mean just like, oh, I like talking to girls, or like, oh, I want to have sex with girls, like since we're talking about
it. Yeah,
girls.
That's what I'm afraid of, that the whole sex
thing. I really remember it around, I think around ninth grade in high school. So I was like 13, 14. I was probably a little late, but that's what I remember. But I was always like, before then I had crushes on girls. I was like, I remember in seventh and eighth grade having crushes on girls for sure. And then I remember once I got into high school, like in the beginning of ninth grade, there was this girl, Darla, this girl in my English class in ninth grade, Natalie Williams. And she lived like a mile and a half away from me in this subdivision. She was gorgeous. All I wanted, I was like, oh my God, I just want to be with her.
She sounds cute.
Oh, she totally was. And then there was this other girl, and I forgot what her name was.
Do I have to worry about the whole walking in and finding things on the sheets issue? Is that like 14, 15?
Probably.
Does that happen? Is that real or is that fake?
Yeah, that's real. And it probably happens around – well, it depends. It depends anywhere from 12 to 15. 12 to 15.
God, I can't take it. But you know what I'm doing, Todd? Bill and I sat down and discussed this a couple weeks ago because now we realize we have to have the talk with Connor and start making him more aware of things. I hear parents say this to their boys, and it makes me sick. And to all my Happy Housewives listening, I think this is very important that we as mothers raise our sons to be the husbands that we would want to be married to. I want to raise my son to be a good man, a good husband, a sweet guy, a dependable, reliable guy, all these great things. But I hear women, and I've heard men, you know, not my friends, but just people out saying, oh, I'm happy I have a boy. I don't have to worry about them getting pregnant or any of these issues. No, you do have to worry about that. Just because you have a son doesn't mean that he could go out and get other girls pregnant. You need to be... I mean, these people need to realize that they're boys, you know,
they have the same responsibility too, because there's a lot of girls out there that are, you know, are not going to have the strength to say no to that. And then you've got a problem.
I don't want my son to, my son is not going to be a boy who's going to be pressuring girls to do anything. Let's put it that way.
Well, you've got limited time to mold him, Darla, because you know what happens with these kids. He's what? How old is Connor now? 10?
He's only just turning 10.
He's turning 10.
I think
10.
I have like a few years.
Yo, you have till he's like, right around when he starts driving, maybe like 16 if you're lucky, and he's going to be like, have that independence, and then it's going to be like, I'm not going to say I hate my parents, and it's like, oh, they're my parents, I'm going to be cool now, do my thing, and that's going to last until he gets like towards the end of his college career, like in the early 20s, let's say, and then right about then what happens, we all start to realize again how great your parents were, and they did all these great things for you, and you start to say, oh, my parents are great, and you start to have that whole great, more of an adult relationship, but you've got about 5 years on your hands right now to mold this kid. And then he's going to start being really rebellious for about 5 or 6 years.
I don't know. I think that yesterday, Dennis Leary, Rescue Me is my favorite show. Did you see it last night, Todd?
I just saw when I was in – I was in Fox a couple weeks ago, and I walked out. Dennis Leary was eating lunch at the restaurant across the street in Del Frisco's.
My God.
He was sitting there in the window. And I almost knocked – anyway, go ahead.
He was on The View yesterday. He did all the rounds yesterday. He was at Fox also. And I actually went on the set last year. Bill got me on the set. And I got to meet him. And he's great. But anyway, he was on The View yesterday. And the girls on The View were like, you know, aren't you worried about your kids seeing your show because it's so sexual and the content? He's like, well, this is – TV is TV. But this is why the parents have to just say no. Turn off the TV. You don't let your kids watch certain shows. And he said, then he said, this is what, and they said something about sex on TV and how everything's so violent. He said, well, and you know, what are your kids doing and all this crap. So anyway, and he said, you know what? This is why my wife is home. This is why the woman needs to be home watching the kids and raising the kids and seeing what they're doing. And of course, Joy Behar was like up in arms. Ah, how could you say that? But he came out and he said it, which I loved because it's great that it gets out there. But somebody needs to be home watching their kids, talking to their kids. What are they doing, especially during adolescence? I mean, if your kid's coming home every day after school and they're latchkey kids and you're working and they're pubescent and they're, you know, 12, 13, 14, and their friends are over, what do you think is going to happen?
Darla,
of course, they're going to be sniffing glue, having sex, and whatever else they could do.
This is where the old-fashioned part of me comes out. I totally agree with you on this, and I think Absentee parenting is one of the worst things we can do in this society if you look at the way things are going. And I understand some, you've got power couples that both want to have the career and make a ton of money. But I'll tell you what, when it comes down to it, and this is the enlightenment part of this, I don't care if it's the man or the woman. That's a decision the parents have to make. If the
Really?
woman is, huh?
Would you be a Mr. Mom? Would you stay home with the
Oh,
kids?
only if my wife wanted this power career and it was driving her, and she was like the president of a company, and she's like, "Look, honey, I want to do this, and you can do your job, whatever. If I'm doing my own thing on the side, and you can do this as long as you can help with the kids, and I'll
Okay,
be."
stop with all that bull crap. You're
No,
talking
that's the
in circles.
truth.
I
That's the
want a yes
truth.
or no. Listen, you meet a girl. Shh, quiet. This is my show. You meet a girl, okay? And you get married, you're madly in love. She is a partner in a law firm. She's making big bucks.
Right.
And she says, "I want to keep working. I'm having a baby. I want you to stay home."
Right. Would I do
Are
that?
you going to be able to be full-time Mr. Mom? Because I'll tell you this, my husband and I've had this discussion, and he said, "No way." He would never stay home and be Mr. Mom. So I want to know if you would be okay with that.
The answer is yes, and can I tell you why? I would be
Why?
very okay with that because in this day and age, I could also have my own thing going on. Like, you know what I'm like, Darla. I've got all these like ideas going on, always messing
Right,
around with
you can
stuff.
work from home. That's not it. No, forget about I could do all this other shit.
I don't
You
need,
keep
let me,
bringing
I,
it back to what you could do. Could you be a nurturer and take care of the children?
yes, I could. I think that I could. I honestly believe that, and I wouldn't have a
See,
problem doing it.
my husband admits that the children would end up. He's like, the children would end up with a babysitter. And this is why when you see all these stories all the time, let me just tell you, I'm a brownie leader. So I had an afternoon tea, and my housewife's gonna love the story. So I had an afternoon tea for my girls at this tea house.
Right.
So anyway, we have 14 girls in the group. So this father comes in, and I guess the mother had to do something, so she sent him to bring his daughter. So he comes in, he sits down at one of the tables. And he has his 2-year-old with him because I guess he's watching the 2-year-old. And he opens up a big newspaper and starts to read the newspaper. So I
Right.
said, "I'm sorry, but I can't have you sitting here reading the newspaper because number one, we need this table. Number two, we can't have this toddler here. Can you take him out for a walk or whatever?" And so anyway, he's like, "But before I even got to that, I said, also, you forgot we were doing a grab bag. I said, you forgot your grab bag present. We need the grab bag present." So he's like, "Okay, I'll go get it." So when he said, "I'll go get it," I assumed he meant it was in his car.
Right.
So Todd, he leaves, gets in his car, and drives off. I guess he left it at home, but he left the toddler at the place.
You gotta be
Okay, after
kidding
I
me.
just said to him, "I can't have the toddler here," he left the little boy there, the 2-year-old, and he was gone for like an hour. So finally, I called his wife's cell phone, and I'm like, "Your husband has disappeared, and he has left the 2-year-old." Okay, so she,
Oh.
I guess, tracked him down. He came back like another hour later. He had gone all the way home and he decided he was just going to hang out at home and read the newspaper. But he had completely forgotten about the kid, the boy, the baby.
Oh
Do you
my
understand?
God.
Because
Well,
he's
see,
not
some
used to.
Darla. Here, I gotta defend men for a minute. I've gotta defend men. Some guys could do this and some guys couldn't. Some guys are more nurturers than others, or some are more balanced. Some need to be the alpha male. They can never just raise the kids because they'd be too proud to, they'd say, "Oh, that's what my wife's job is." And some just don't have it. Some are bumbling. Some are, someone can't take the kids to
I
the
don't
bar.
think they have it. I think it's the woman's role. I think the women are more nurturing. I think guys are spaced out. And this is why the men are constantly leaving their kids in the back of the car and going into work and the kids suffocate. I think that they just don't think like women do. And why are we constantly now in modern society trying to change all of these roles? Why?
Good question. Do they need to be changed? I don't think so.
I mean, it has been like this since the beginning of time. The men went out and killed the, bears. And dragged them home, and the women cooked it.
Used to drag the women home too in the old days, but
But that could be fun.
well, yeah, if she's into it, hey, little handcuffs. I don't know, who am I to turn that down?
No, but Todd, I think you're full of crap. I think that you just don't want to say it, but I don't think that you would be happy being the full-time Mr. Mom. I don't think you'd be happy.
Oh, you didn't ask me if I'd be happy. You said, could I do it?
No, would you want to do that, Todd? Isn't it a little bit emasculating?
If
This is my question.
I was totally in love with my wife and I was and we were had this just unbelievable relationship and this meant so much to her, I would do it for the relationship.
Okay, and would you feel, see, I'll tell you, I don't think my husband would be happy if I was the big head honcho at a company and he was home playing the housewife role. I don't think he could mentally handle it. Could you mentally handle that?
Let me ask you something, though, because your husband's been doing what he's been doing for a while now. So he's in his, you know, he's in the groove of being this big time executive, blah, blah, blah. He's never had to do it the other way. Now, if you ask, could he do it now? Yeah, I'd say it'd be a big problem. I mean, he's used
No,
to does,
it's
but.
not even that. Forget, even if he wasn't an executive, no matter what he was, he is not the kind of guy who, after 2 hours, can be with is going to be taking care of the kids. Do you understand? He doesn't want to have another baby because he can't deal with the baby crying all night. He never got up with any of the other kids. I don't see how the kids crying can even affect him.
Oh my God.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I
What,
think
but
you
I'm
have a
talking about you. I'm saying, but I think the modern guy, you are a modern guy, you're in your 30s, you aren't married, you haven't had children, and here's your opportunity. A lot of the women you're going to meet are going to be, career girls because you're in this mode.
They are some of her career, but you know what,
And
though,
they're
I
not going to want to give up their jobs, maybe, Todd.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this for all your Happy Housewife Club women that are going to obviously be reading this because it's going to be so sought after. I'm going to put up a profile and answer your question about the 10 things I'm looking for and explain. And you know what I'd like? It's not about me. I'd like for your listeners to write in and tell me if I'm off my rocker or not, and tell me if I'm screwed up, if I'm ever going to find a woman like this. And let's just see where it goes. Can we do that?
We could do that, but I think that you have a problem, and it's the same problem that my husband's best friend has. And I think that you think that there's something out there that's so unbelievable, and you're looking for it, and I think you may be missing out on a lot
You know
of
what?
great girls, Todd, a lot of great girls. You're not perfect, Todd. Do you think you're perfect?
Oh God, no! And you know what? I love you. Just brought up something great. It's about being perfect. Remember the movie Good Will Hunting? You've seen Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
Matt
yeah.
Damon, and he's like the really smart math kid, but you know he's
Right.
awkward socially. So, and then he finally starts talking to Robin Williams. He's like a psychologist, and there's this scene. They're sitting in Boston Commons. It was filmed in Boston on the bench, and they have this long conversation. And then Matt Damon's opening up to him, and he goes, "Hey," he goes, "I met this girl. I think I kind of like her, but I don't know. She's not perfect." And Robin Williams just stops him. And he goes, "Look," and he basically says, "You're not perfect, and neither is she," he goes, "and no one is. But the question is, are you perfect for each other?" And I think that comes down, that's the heart of it. When you meet someone and you just get that feeling, and they may have all these little faults where you might have said, "Ah, you know, she doesn't wear the clothes I like, she doesn't do this," or whatever. That doesn't matter all of a sudden. You're like, "I don't care. I love you, and everything else doesn't matter." That is still out there, Darla. I'm looking for that. It
All right, so
exists.
girls, Todd, we need to find a girl for Todd. She needs to be good looking because he's good looking. She needs to be ambitious because she's ambitious, but she needs to be old fashioned because he's old fashioned. And Todd, we're going to find you a girl.
I'm
We are
counting
going
on it. I'm going to put the profile up, and you're going to
We're
help
going
me.
to
And I
put up your
count on your happy
profile.
housewives because they're.
You put up, listen, you write up the profile. We're going to find a woman. We know that my sister is out, been there, tried that. But girls, we all are still looking for someone for my sister. So if you have.
Darla, I thought your sister was engaged to the guy from a few years ago or whatever. I mean, I
They
forgot his
broke
name.
up. They broke up. She cannot keep a relationship. She breaks up with everyone. She has a commitment phobia. And this
She has
is
an
a.
aversion to emotional intimacy.
Okay.
She has an aversion
That's.
to emotional intimacy.
That could be. That could be. And I think that probably because in her first relationship, just like you, I mean, you went through a divorce and
I
it was
did.
so bad and so scary and such a nightmare. I think that it's probably very upsetting to put yourself out there. And I have some of my women in my website, in our club, who are divorced, who have gone through it, and actually their second husbands really were the best things that ever happened to them. And so many girls have written to me saying they thought their lives were over. They had abusive relationships, bad relationships, and then they met their soulmate, the joy of their life. And so
Right.
there's hope for everyone. The second marriage, if you're single, could be better than the first marriage. Just put that behind you. Have you seen the Ex-Wives Club yet,
No, I
Todd?
haven't. Is that a
Well,
TV show?
it's a TV show with Marla Maples, Star Jackson, and Linda, I think, Everhart, or the guy with the race car driver's ex-wife. And they go around and they talk to these, basically devastated divorcees who, went through a horrible situation and they think they can never get past it. And basically what they do is they make them over, they pump them up, they put them on a new date with someone else. And it's a cute show, but Marla Maples, who destroyed a marriage between the Donald and Ivana Trump and cheated and did all these bad things, is out there, talking bad about cheating, which makes no
Right.
sense to me. But anyway, it just, I'll tell you this. I say it all the time. Bill and I say this all the time. We could never survive a divorce because we would kill each other.
I
It
think you
would
would.
never work.
It would get too personal. It would get too
First of
personal.
all, maybe it's because we really are in love that the idea of him getting married to someone else or me getting married to someone else, neither of us could handle it. And we joke all the time because we know people who are friendly with their exes and like they all go skiing and they all hang out together.
I've never understood that. Like, I can understand being friendly in the sense of if you have kids or something and you've got to deal with like keeping the kids for a weekend or whatever. But like to go spend vacations with other people's spouse, like their new spouses and stuff, I've never
Isn't
understood that.
that's a little bit sick? It's twisted. Connor has a little friend, and his mother and the father are both with new people. They both have babies with new people, but then they all vacation together, and it's twisted. It's a little bit sick. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. And I say it all the time. My husband, if we were divorced and he was with another woman, I would have to kill the both of them. I would drive my truck right over their bed while they were sleeping. There's
My
no way I
God.
could deal with it. And Bill says it all the time. If his kids were calling someone else daddy, like a stepfather, he could never deal with it.
Right, he'd go nuts. I could see that. He'd get really, really
And
upset.
right, and we're both, maybe this is why we're so much alike. We're both like these crazy, insanely jealous people. And there's no way we would be able to, we
But I
can
gotta
never.
tell you something, darling. This whole conversation's moot because, and I'll tell this to all your listeners out here. Like you said, I've known you guys for like 14, 15 years. You are totally in love. You have this robust relationship. You can like yell at each other. You can have fun and all that, and you're totally in love at the end of the day. And it's great. And look, it's stuck together. Your husband does a really stressful job. You know, he's gone a lot. You're at home taking care of the
My
kids.
stressful job.
You well, I was getting there, and you're
Why is
home.
everyone? Why is
You're at
everyone talking about the husband? What about the wife?
And you're at home taking care of the kids, doing a wonderful job as a mother. You've started this website to help all these other mothers out there. All I'm saying is, you guys have a model relationship at the end of the day, because it's vibrant. Everything gets taken care of. At the end of the day, everybody's
Well,
happy.
because we work at it, and because I work at it, and I tell all of the couples, having a relationship, Todd, is a lot of work, and you're divorced. And if you got divorced, there was a reason for that that happened. Somewhere there was a breakdown in that relationship.
Yes.
And being married is, it's a hard job because you have to every day nurture this relationship and work at it. It's just like having a best friend or any type of relationship you would have. And when you're dating someone, it's the same thing. You have to work at it. And so I work at it, and I'm teaching my happy housewives to work at it and make it better. And it's the best we could do. We're all trying. And Todd, we have to end this podcast, but we are going to find you a wife. I want you to write down your top 10 attributes and what you're looking for, the top 10 things you're looking for in a woman. We're
Okay.
going to do our own little match.com eHarmony type of thing. Are you a member of eHarmony?
I am not. I am not going to do that. I'll tell you what. I did Match.com like 6 years ago as a joke with a friend, another guy, divorced friend of mine who has three kids. Good, great guy. A little bit older. He was about 45 at the time. And we were just sitting around one night just joking around, and we put profiles up. And I'll tell you, I went on in about probably three dates. And this was, like I said, 5, 6 years ago for Match.com. And it was the biggest disaster because everybody misrepresents themselves in these things. Not only the
Really?
photos, but they say it's like the textbook fairy tale that, oh, I want this. And then you're reading it and you're going, oh my God, that's great. I can't wait to meet her. She sounds perfect. And then, she's sitting there, like smoking cigars and, drinking whiskey and spitting on the floor kind of thing. So you just never know what you're going to get in those. And I think it's almost a waste of time. But that's my, you see, I'm very, I'd rather just meet somebody through friends or meets because I can look at them
Right.
and
So
just.
we're going to do our own little version of Match.com and Happy Housewives Club. But you have to be willing to travel because some of these girls may not live near you.
That's okay. I'm willing to talk. Let me get the profile up, and I want to see what your women think, because I think they're going to be in for a little bit of surprise. This won't be too typical. It'll make
All
this
right, Todd.
interesting.
All right, I have to go. So send that over to us.
Okay.
All right,
Bye,
have a
darling.
great day.
Thanks.
Bye.